to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106 open here after this segment. I still see we got the texts keep coming, so keep them coming, guys, and I will try to respond accordingly. Still to come about an hour from now, my colleague at 1819 News, Craig Monger. We'll talk about Attorney General Steve Marshall yesterday giving a press conference talking about executing the death penalty in Alabama and what General Marshall had to say about that. So that's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Obviously, a lot of problems there, so stay tuned for that. Joining us now, however, I am pleased to bring on my next guest. He represents North Alabama, Huntsville area, a former law enforcement officer, Rex Reynolds joins us. Representative Reynolds, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing, sir? And appreciate you, the introduction starting off with law enforcement. Certainly today is the three-year anniversary of the loss of our hero, Billy Clardy III, and certainly want to keep his family in our prayers today.
Hey, thanks for that. We really do appreciate it. Let's kick it off here. It's a new term for you here, and obviously we'll get to the new committee assignments, but talk to us a little bit how that's going, what your expectations are for this new quadrennium.
Well, it's going to be a busy 4 years. You know, we continue to be blessed in Alabama. As we always say, Alabama continues to work, and certainly with this change, it will certainly change my pace and my focus going into the next 4 years. Certainly my first quadrennium, I was there to pass a lot of law enforcement legislation, some mental health legislation. But certainly now with the confidence that the Speaker-elect Ledbetter has placed in me, then I will now focus on the budget and support all my colleagues and certainly all of Alabama.
Well, was this something you had in mind, being a budget chairman? I mean, that's a heavy duty role. That's the upper echelon of the lower chamber there. Talk to us about how that came together.
Well, Jeff, you're right, and no, sir, that's not really what I came to Montgomery to do. But things changed. But I have to go back and give credit to then Speaker Mac McCutcheon. Had the forethought of putting me on the budget committee as a freshman in the summer of 2018. So certainly blessed to work under Steve Klaus and his chairmanship, for 4.5 years. And Chairman Klaus always kept us very involved in the process. And that's certainly something that I will take forward going into the next quadrennium and include my members just as he did me as a freshman in 2018.
So looking at it, Representative, I mean, there's a lot of budget, general fund related issues as we get to this new quadrennium. I guess I'll start out with this. What are your feelings on tax relief? We're hearing rebates. Is this something you think the general fund could sustain? Is this something, I mean, I know there was a surplus, but I mean, is it just general fund? I think ETF too with the much larger surplus, but certainly this is a discussion you're involved in.
Well, it is, and certainly I'm hearing from some of my colleagues, particularly some of the new colleagues coming into the House, about some tax relief. I think we've got to be cautious about that. I will tell you now, just 5 business days into this position, while it's tentative, I can't wait till the organizational meeting in January. I've got organizations getting in front of me. We've got a full week next week in Montgomery getting in front of the people that represent our industries and our organizations, our healthcare, our hospitals, our nursing homes. And I'll tell you, there are big asks coming. So certainly don't want to get out too quick about tax rebate incentives until we kind of understand what we're looking like going into this next budget.
Well, do you have any sense about what that's going to be like? So I would, there's a lot of, typically, this is the time of the year you start looking at priorities. The one you hear is education, but that's a separate pot of money. Beyond that, what are we to look for in 2023 and beyond?
Well, first of all, I think kind of taking this in segments, let's back up to our budget briefing from Kirk Fulford with our legislative fiscal office in September. And we were already seeing I think it was almost a $40 million increase over FY21 in the general fund and over $48 million growth over FY21 in the ETF. So, we're going into this budget cycle very strong. We're blessed in Alabama. I made a comment back you know, as the general, just being a general fund member, you know, when the first ARP funds were coming out, they wanted to know, you know, what my thoughts are on that. I'm like, well, you know, we're certainly take those dollars, those federal dollars, and put them to use on Alabama's infrastructure. But Alabama's not dependent on those federal dollars. And I think that has proven out in the past few years. And another thing, you know, that I have to give kudos to my colleagues there before me, you know, with the SSUT tax. I mean, I think we ended the year this year with $231 million, Jeff. So that's, we're going in strong. But again, I'm cautious. You know, we've got a lot of ask. We'll deal with the ARP funds first. I think next week, Senator Albritton, and I, along with Bill Poole from the executive office, will sit down and kind of see what that looks like moving into January and February ahead of the session.
Well, I keep hearing talk about a special session or something to deal with the ARPA money. Are you anticipating that?
Well, I will tell you, as a rookie chairman coming to the general fund, I certainly wouldn't mind separating these two issues. The general fund starts in the House this year, as you know. So certainly would applaud an opportunity to dive into these ARP funds. You know, I want to have a public hearing. I want to hear from my colleagues. I want to hear from the industries. You know, we did a lot with that first round, you know, with water and sewer infrastructure projects. You know, whether we made our rural hospitals, our healthcare systems, our nursing homes. We did a lot with that money. We're able to put $20 million into our volunteer fire departments. You know, the ones that were responding to COVID and were seeing increase in their budgets. So certainly a lot of things proud of in that first round, and certainly I think we'll do the same this time.
Representative Howell, you know, we keep hearing this, and some of your colleagues are saying this, that there could be an economic downturn which could hurt revenues. I mean, I assume you have people advising you and you're talking about that. Just how much are you anticipating that to kind of take the wind out of the sails of some of these budget numbers?
Well, I do not think we'll see that immediately in the budget that we'll deal with when we come into session in March of 23. You know, based on the strong numbers I just gave you from our, you know, our fourth quarter, or actually third quarter briefing from the fiscal office, Alabama remains strong, and I think we'll continue to do that. Again, you know, we you know, in the ETF, they already had a roll of reserve there. In the general fund, we began that 2 years ago. The colleagues voted to support that. So we've done a lot of things that's going to keep Alabama strong. And I just have confidence in the state of Alabama that we're going to remain resilient. Yes, are we going to see somewhat of an impact when all the federal dollars go away, particularly those federal dollars that are going into mailboxes, and those people are putting that back into our economy. But we got some smart people that are working full time on that, and we'll certainly be cautious as we move into probably the third and fourth year of this quadrennium.
We're joined by State Representative Rex Reynolds, who was just named Budget General Fund Chairman in the House of Representatives. Very pleased he's making time for us. Representative, let me move on to this. Hearing a lot of chatter about it, I just want to bounce it off of you, but the talk about expanding Medicaid rolls, Medicaid expansion, it's been something being discussed for years. Some people think, well, you start messing with that, we're looking at proration. You know, do you see a path for that, or is that just chatter as I'm hearing?
Well, I do not see a broad expansion of Medicaid. In my first quadrillion down there, I'm not hearing a willingness to do that. However, I do think there are pockets that we need to look at. You know, we did that for our ambulatory services in Alabama. You know, we expand a little bit of Medicaid to help them do that and to be successful in the increase of calls that they were seeing over the COVID. I think there's some other pockets. In fact, I've got a meeting next week where we'll sit down around round table and here another opportunity, just a small pocket of a way we could expand Medicaid and better serve Alabamians.
Let's move on to something beyond the budgetary, and this is really your expertise in law enforcement. But we haven't had one of these officer involved shootings in a bit. Let's knock on wood, hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, it's always on my mind. It's always on a lot of people's minds, and just law enforcement in general, morale, making sure that law enforcement is funded now that you got this role. as on the general fund committee. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, absolutely, Jeff, and I think I've said this to you before. You know, our law enforcement profession continues to be under attack, in my opinion, both politically and within our communities, and so we've got to overcome that. We got to overcome that by continuing to stay focused on recruitment and the retention of the officers that we have now serving in Alabama, and it's a challenge. I will tell you that, but through the general fund. With Aaliyah and other projects, we have been able to plus up their budgets every year for the last 4 years that we have voted on the budget during my first quadrennium. And they continue to do great things. I think we've got to do more. You know, last year we put additional funding in our crisis intervention, not only for the training of the police officers, but our crisis care facilities throughout Alabama. And that takes a huge burden off our law enforcement. It relieves pressure on our hospitals and our jails. But it's also critical care that we're giving to patients that need that in a very, very opportune time.
Well, tell me something else here. I don't know where you were on the whole constitutional carry issue, but it is what it is, and it's about to be the law. So these permit fees are not going to be a part of the calculus for some of these local sheriffs now. Can the state come in, especially in your role on that budget committee, does the state come in and try to fill those gaps, perhaps?
Jeff, I think we owe that to our sheriffs in Alabama. Obviously, we were having this conversation last year. We continue to monitor what kind of impact it's already having on our sheriffs. We voted for some funding on an amendment that actually the Senate put in on that bill. And so we'll see. We'll see going into it. But certainly I would be one that would have an open ears to understand what we can do to offset that impact on their budgets.
Well, what are you hearing here? The prison construction, I obviously being under the scrutiny of the DOJ, and you had the special session. It's been a little over a year ago, but you hearing much progress on that? Is there more to be done there from a budgetary standpoint, but the corrections, et cetera?
Well, I think we have to focus on it, Jeff. You know, you mentioned the lawsuit, but, you know, we're also, you know, we've seen in the headlines of continued violence in our prisons. And I think some of that is a brick and mortar fix. I think we've got to create an environment to teach these inmates, you know, skills, things that would keep them from reentering the system once they get out. And I'll tell you, you know, Jeff Hamm has been very open and communicating with us, John Hamm, and he's actually he and I are going to sit down tomorrow and kind of look at what the 2023 funding looks like for corrections.
Well, and the other part of this, I guess, to me, correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like a staffing issue a lot of places. I mean, you're just not getting the quality correction officers. There does appear to be problems with contraband, and, you know, we can all speculate about how that's making its way into Alabama's prisons. But, you know, what do you do to get a higher quality of staff to get these staffing issues? Because I think if you could get those staffing issues taken care of, maybe you could solve a lot of these problems inside the walls of these facilities.
Well, Jeff, you're correct. Last year, you know, we gave additional funding to corrections to hire additional, not only additional corrections, but also some funding to retain his current workforce. And he still has not filled those ranks, and we've got to do that. I mean, when you have less personnel to manage the inmate population, then you can do less services with them, and it also becomes a danger for our corrections officer. I said it publicly during a public hearing last fall, when a comment was made that Director Hamm is competing with law enforcement, and I said not really, because law enforcement has so much surpassed in Alabama what we're paying our corrections officers. So that's another area we got to look at. I do have a meeting next week with the state personnel department, and that's a topic that's got to be on the table.
Well, do you get the sense that's a problem for, just not just the Department of Corrections, but across the board, state agencies, in the workforce participation, staffing. I don't know if the state's necessarily immune to that, but it does seem like it's hitting the Department of Corrections much harder than it is maybe other areas of state government.
Well, it has, but I'll tell you, we were briefed from several of our major department heads in that fall hearing, and we're hearing it across the board. I mean, it's troublesome, and I think we've got to look at it again. We just like law enforcement, we just got to focus on the people that are out there doing the work every day. We got to make sure we're competitive to keep those employees within our ranks.
Representative, you're very kind to make time for us. Best of luck in this new endeavor, and hopefully we can get you on again real soon.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you.
All right, guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows